Good afternoon, dear friends of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, and to the, all of those here on the sacred grounds, and to all those on social media as well. Je suis l'Immaculée Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception. And those are the words that were given to a 14-year-old peasant girl, Bernadette Soubirous, by the Blessed Mother in Lourdes, France in 1858. Quite interesting too, good people, because when she approached the Monsignor and explaining to her that a lady appeared to her, the Monsignor said, well, what did she say? And Bernadette said, Je suis l'Immaculée Conception. And the Monsignor was stunned. He said, how could an uneducated young girl who speaks patois, how could she know about the Immaculate Conception? And he was really, he was duly impressed, but not completely there. He still asked for a sign. He got the sign, a rose bush, in the middle of February. So now he was really, he was on board. He was definitely a believer after that. But it is interesting, good people, because when we speak about the Immaculate Conception, this is one item. This is one dogma. We have to begin and tell people what it's not. And it is not anything to do with the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Often that's a mistake made by even the faithful. And really what it is we're talking about the conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the womb of Saint Anne, her mother. And we're talking that she, about the fact that she was immaculately conceived. That is, that she's free from any stain or stigma of original sin. And it was a singular privilege, good people. No one other than the Blessed Mother has been blessed with this exalted or great gift, where she was free from original sin from her conception. And rightfully so, too, good people, because the Father ordained, as Our Lady explains in the message as well, in the early 70s, that the Father had chosen her, had prepared her for her exalted role as the Mother of God. So it would only be right, good people, that this great woman who virginal chamber would house the Son of God, true God and true man. And so, hence, we have Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. And it brings to mind, too, good people, that that fantastic, really inspiring poem by that famous English poet Wordsworth. And you probably know one line of this poem, but if you have a chance, Google it. Really inspiring poem on the Blessed Mother. But the line that you probably heard before is, tainted nature's solitary boast. That's how Wordsworth explained the Blessed Mother. And I think you understand that now. Tainted nature's solitary boast. Once again, this is a singular privilege that was only given to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And, of course, we are profoundly thankful to our Blessed Mother under this title and another title. First of all, you might remember, I've mentioned this to you before, and we're thankful that the bishops of America in the 1800s consecrated our country to Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. She is our patroness, number one. Number two is we are profoundly grateful to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Where would we be without her? And between those exalted titles, those two titles, the Blessed Mother, they have really been a savior, if you will. And you've heard me say many times, quoting the message, that of the importance, the impact of these prayers here on the holy grounds. How many times have I said that Our Lady said that we hold the balance, the prayers rising from these grounds hold the balance for our city, for our nation, and hence the world. That's a pretty powerful statement. And it's not based on quantity necessarily at all, good people. How many times has Our Lady said, quality, not quantity? And as I've oft quoted too, remember that story of Sodom and Gomorrah? 100 people, 90, 80, right down the pike until 5 or 10 people would have been enough to avert the great chastisement or the great cleansing of Sodom. And so we are so grateful for Our Lady of the Roses and for the Immaculate Conception. And that's why we've said so often, we have begged, pleaded, and implored, everyone listening on social media, and I know too, there's that many join us from throughout the world in our prayers as well, and we're thankful for that. And we appreciate that you've heeded that call and continue to do that, good people, because as I'm pointing out, it has great impact by uniting, by joining with us and uniting in prayer with the prayers being said on the grounds. And mind you, of course, if you're in Africa, Asia, even in Europe, it doesn't necessarily have to coincide with the exact hour. That's understandable because we all know what your, certainly the Father knows your intention as well. And there's good reason why we need the protection of our Blessed Mother. Perhaps you've heard recently, good people, in New York, rule number 2.13. This is pretty scary stuff, but now it is on the books. They tried to push it through 2 or 3 years ago. It was stopped by some lawmakers and the courts. But basically, what it allows is that it lawfully orders people to involuntarily isolate or quarantine. So in other words, the authorities here in New York can go to your home or grab you from your street, and if they think you need to be isolated or quarantined under the pretext of a disease, a runny nose, whatever it might be, they can order you to their place of isolation. And it's on the books. And so unless... I understand some attorneys or lawmakers are going to try to appeal this, and we hope they're successful, but we certainly have to pray that they are, because that's how it stands right now. I mean, if that's not a communist state, as Our Lady has said, Our Lady said years ago, you were living in a communist state. If that's not a demonstration of that, I don't know what is. And I was reading recently, too, that... The Cato Institute in Washington, D.C. did a study, an exhaustive study, and on United States of America, and they were listing in order the least free state in America. And guess who is the least free state in America? New York. And this is after they have an index and study and so forth. You can Google that. But here again, this is what we're facing here in New York and beyond, in your states as well. It's not that much better either. And as I just mentioned, Our Lady's talking about that we're living in a communist state. You can give numerous examples that bear that out. So that's why we need the intercession of our Blessed Mother, for sure. And that's why, too, Our Lady said on Christmas Day, 1971. Once again, on Christmas Day, 1971, Our Lady said, "The powers, the government, will be as mad, my children. Will be as mad." And that's what you're seeing right now. Very, very, actually, scary stuff. But again, thanks to Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of the Roses, and I'm going to tie that in right now because it's interesting. On July 1st, 1971, Our Lady said, "Before you go to bed and when you rise, always say, I protect myself with the shield of the Immaculate Conception." Once again, before you go to bed and when you rise, Our Lady of the Roses says in our message here, to say, I protect myself with the shield of the Immaculate Conception. May God bless you, and may you have a happy, holy, and fruitful Advent.
If you'd like to receive the free information on Our Lady's visits to America and her message, you can write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org.